This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Sweden has seen a wave of gun and gang crime in recent months. Business leaders say they're worried about how the violence is impacting the country's global brand. A recent study for Stockholm's Chamber of Commerce found 8 out of 10 businesses think it'll become more difficult to attract foreign talent, visitors, and investors if the trend continues. The BBC's Maddie Savage reports from Stockholm, and just to caution, this story does describe gun violence.
Business hotels, offices, and melting snow line the streets around Rådmansgatan, a busy central Stockholm district that's also home to the Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention. It's a government-funded authority that's been investigating deadly shootings here. And I've been to meet one of the researchers there, Clara Fradilova-Selin.
Sweden has always been viewed as an extremely safe country, maybe one of the top safe countries in the world. And this image is falling apart, obviously.
Gun crime has been a growing problem in Sweden for the last decade. 2022 was a record year, with more than 60 deadly shootings, and there were around 50 in the first 10 months of 2023.
It's still very low risk for you to get shot once you leave your house. But at the same time, it seems to be a little bit larger than it was before. Lately, we have seen several cases where the victims were not part of the criminal environment at all, either being shot accidentally or purposely, because the perpetrator just wanted to hurt somebody close to the actual target.
The violence is causing jitters in Sweden's business community. A senior leader at Volvo Cars, Thomas Andersson, recently told Swedish media that he feared it could get harder to recruit workers from overseas. And that mood was echoed in a survey of 300 business leaders here in Stockholm and the nearby university city of Uppsala. 8 out of 10 companies said they think it will become more difficult to attract visitors, investors and foreign workers if the violence continues.
And if that's the case, Swedish companies will have a competitive disadvantage against other cities and regions and countries across the world.
That's Andreas Hatzigiorgio, CEO of the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce, which carried out the survey with polling firm Novus. He spoke to Swedish Public Radio about the results in October.
Business leaders are fearing that they will lose out because Sweden and Stockholm is considered insecure.
But he says he's hopeful the violent trend can be reversed and insists Sweden remains a great place to do business. There has been a dip in the frequency of shootings over the last few weeks. And Sweden's government has a string of new policies designed to try and tackle the problem, from tougher prison sentences to stop and search zones. Many of the suspects and victims have parents born abroad, and the right-wing coalition says it will also work to improve integration. There is an ongoing sense of insecurity here, though. Swedes are used to their country having a reputation for best-selling music, fashion and furniture brands, not for being a European hotspot for deadly shootings. I'm the BBC's Maddie Savage for Marketplace.